Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello? This is Betty. Hello?
It's 420.
Hello? Hello? And this is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Tampa. Ooh, good lord, I almost had echo dilemma.
Uh-oh, what's an echo dilemma?
I was broadcasting myself through myself from my cell phone.
Oh boy. Oh boy, that sounds kind of crazy.
Kind of personal.
Yeah, personal.
Wow. And
crazy. Do you have insurance on that?
Not in Florida.
Not in Florida. Hey everyone, this is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Well, hey everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 286 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, October 16th, 2023. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Chiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. If you happen to accidentally go to buttholer.com, you will also arrive at our doorstep. Haha. Anyway, subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
You know, thank you so much, Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You're welcome, Joe.
Hey, shut up, Roger.
Yeah, well, you know, Roger's got to get his piece in there, too, sometimes. That's just how it works. Oh, my goodness. Right? Yeah, right? Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious.
How have you been, Anthony?
It's a Monday. It's definitely a Monday.
Well, yeah,
You know, it's working out okay. I mean, I'm here. We're doing our thing, and that's always a good thing, you know? I'm having a good time. Cleaning. We have cleaned the carpet in the Tampa studio. Well, at least part of the carpet in the Tampa studio.
All the crumbs from all the years of snackage.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it was crumbs from snackage or just, you know, dirty feet over the years or. But, you know, you get that line of
human
dirt,
skin,
dirt and
hair.
Yeah, absolutely.
It falls off.
It goes here. It goes there. It goes everywhere.
Right. When you sneeze.
Oh, absolutely.
That eventually turns into a dust, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, it's one of those situations where, well, you know, I had to clean it all up, but it looks good. I did a section, but the carpet's black. Never install black carpeting. I highly urge everybody on the planet, do not get black carpeting. Unless,
what's the best color?
Something that doesn't show dirt easily, so I guess I would avoid black and white carpeting.
Huh.
Yeah,
you would
right?
You think black carpeting would completely hide dirt?
No, oh my god, no. Black carpet shows dirt like no tomorrow.
Wow.
Because dirt is not really black. Dirt is gray. Dirt creates like a gray And I can tell you this because on the black carpet, it turns gray. And it's actually quite disgusting on a black carpet. Because by the time it turns gray on a black carpet, it's really dirty. so, you know. But yeah, I mean, it got cleaned up. The it smells a little bit better. The carpet looks a lot nicer. It's clean.
That's good.
So that's important, you know, keep the studios cleaned. It's getting cooler.
Insurance rates down because, man, I saw that bill.
All right, tell me about it. But it's definitely getting cooler out. And, you know, we got the window open right now. Got some cool air blowing into the studio. Unlike you, it will not last for us. We will be back into the higher temperatures and humidity within a few days, maybe within a day or two. It doesn't take very long.
Are you still in hurricane season?
Yes, we are in hurricane season until November.
Oh, wow.
So it is still possible. And I think most of the activity tapers off this time of year. But I think we can go all the way up to, I believe it's the end of November is when we can go up for hurricane season. So we're still not in the clear yet, but so far it's been okay so far. But yeah.
I feel like I'm in the dentist's office right now.
You feel like you're in the dentist's? Why do you feel like you're in the dentist's office,
this
Joe?
Drill.
Really?
Just drilling away somewhere.
Luckily, I can't hear it. I can't hear it, which is good.
Thank goodness audience can't hear it.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Live or Memorex.
Live or Memorexing. So, and then
what you be smoking?
Tonight I am smoking Jet Fuel Gelato. It is always a nice little hybrid that kind of keeps things exciting and moving and, you know, all that other good stuff.
Nice.
So how about you, Joe? How's it going for you?
Well, here in Chicago, we're finally starting to see some leaves changing colors. It feels like it's taking forever. You know, it's been a little wet lately, so I think some of that moisture has kind of thwarted some of the leaf changing, but it's starting to finally get here.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
So we're all excited for that.
Yeah, I'm missing it, unfortunately. It's all green here still.
Aww.
It's okay. Next year.
Are there any areas that change?
Not really. Not this far south.
Mm.
No, it just doesn't happen.
They just go away.
They don't go away. They just stay green.
Oh, they just stay green?
They just stay green. Yeah, trees don't lose their leaves. There's the oaks, the grand oaks, and a lot of the live oaks lose their leaves in the spring, actually, when they pollinate. They lose their leaves and they like spooge this green shit all over the place. This green pollen, and it just covers everything. It's absolutely disgusting, and it makes it's torturous. It's torturous.
I can see it clogging up into
it. Clogs everything up. It makes your eyeballs itch like a motherfucker. It gets in your nose. You blow your nose, and it's this neon green slime from it. It's horrible. But right now the trees do not lose their leaves. Really, we see it mostly, like I said, in the spring with the live oaks. And the grand oaks will lose their leaves, and they pollinate when they pollinate, which is kind of weird. It took me a while to get used to that. That's been kind of a strange thing, but yeah, wow. that's what we got here. So, but you know, it happens. That's what you got.
So tonight, I wanted to take a little moment to focus on these Ozone cannabis infused gummies, which I picked up from Ascend.
Nice. Do tell.
Each gummy is 10 milligrams of THC.
Okay.
And it's a passion fruit flavor, and it's a hybrid.
Oh.
Now, I haven't really quite figured out the actual strain of what it is. Because it just says Ozone Passion Fruit gummies and doesn't give you much of anything else. But I took one.
Okay.
And it sort of is like this.
Do you feel passion fruity?
No. Well, I feel like I'm passionately inside a couch and I have sunken into it deeply.
Sunken deep into the couch. Yeah. There you go. Well, that's one way to do it.
And slightly intellectual, slightly hungry, but also slightly realizing that I can't eat anymore tonight because if I do, I will not be feeling well in the morning.
You know, I ate so much today. It was disgusting.
Yeah, you know, it's that time of year, though. It's like all of a sudden you shift into this, I'm just going to eat everything.
Right, and then food becomes incredibly available as well. Right. And that's, you know, that's a whole different story. So, but that's besides the point. We should probably be
Anthony,
moving on.
Do we have any voicemails?
Actually, no, we do not. No voicemails today.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. We got our chat room open right now. You can visit us at shyampa.org, and the phone lines are ready right now, too. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your celery mobile phone or slim single line with last number redial. So, Anthony, what you got for us in the week, Ernie?
We got a lot of fiber. That's what we got going on here.
Yeah, you got an inflamed tummy. That's for
something,
sure.
Something like that. All right. Well, our first weed story comes from CBS News Miami. The medical cannabis company Trulieve has added $500,000 to a ballot initiative aimed at legalizing the recreational use of marijuana in the state of Florida, bringing its total contributions to $39.55 million. Trulieve has contributed all but $124.58 of the money raised by the political committee Smart and Safe Florida, which is leading the initiative. The committee has spent $39.545 million as of September 30th, the report posted on the State Division of Elections website. I do not want to dictate. Thank you. Go away.
No.
The proposed adult personal use of marijuana constitutional amendment would allow people 21 or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. So you can still go to those repositories. Safe and Smart and Safe Florida has collected enough petition signatures to put the measure. Has put enough signatures on the measure. Oh my God, I got to start that one over. You totally got me all upside down with that one. Safe and Smart and Safe Florida has collected enough petition signatures to put the measure on the November 2024 ballot, but needs Florida Supreme Court approval of the proposed wording. Justices are scheduled to hold a hearing on November 8th. Florida voters in 2016 approved a constitutional amendment that broadly allowed medical marijuana. Unfortunately, Florida's current Attorney General Ashley Moody and Rick DeSantis have both pledged to block recreational marijuana in the state of Florida.
They're so stupid for doing so.
They are ridiculously stupid for doing so, but that is what they do. This is what they do, and this is why we must leave. Our next story comes from MJ Biz Daily. The state's medical marijuana regulator on Thursday pledged to issue the first MMJ business licenses by the end of 2023, while legal medical marijuana remains unavailable in Alabama, more than 2 years after state lawmakers legalized access to the drug. After two false starts, the AMCC at its Thursday meeting unveiled a third method for awarding business licenses. Companies will make fresh presentations to the AMCC, which may also weigh scored applications from the previous two scorched rounds. The state awarded 21 licenses in June, only to void them after applicants alleged inconsistencies with how the licenses were scored. Then the state awarded 24 different licenses in August. 19 went to June recipients, only to reverse themselves again and scratch those licenses after spurned applicants filed lawsuits. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
You know, I just want to say I don't know if this is democracy, you know?
It's something. It's something. I don't know what it is.
Business interests.
Yeah, that's really all it is.
This moment.
Well,
you know,
businesses are people too now, Joe. Businesses are people too.
Anyways, Anthony, you ready for today's word?
Sure. Why don't you give it to me?
I do.
Yeah, whatever you do.
All right, Anthony, did you know?
What do you know?
That a snail can sleep for 3 years.
God, I wish I could be a snail sometimes.
You know, but aside from their shocking number of teeth, these small critters have something, some more astonishing tricks up their sleeves. Nap time from a snail can last from a few hours up to 3 years.
Wow.
That was just interesting as fuck.
Wow.
And that was today's fun fact.
What noises were we supposed to make?
I don't know.
Woo woo.
Stupid farts.
Woo woo.
Chomping farts with all the teeth that we have.
I don't know.
You know, just remember, folks, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show. All right, I think Roger's kind of farting around waiting to take it away. Where are you, Roger?
Roger, where'd you go?
Oh, hey, it's me, Roger, and I am your out-of-whack premium all-purpose robot. This is your National Day moment, for today, well it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is October 16th, 2023, and oh boy, National Sports Day, National Liqueur Day, World Food Day, Global Cat Day, Department Store Day, National Dictionary Day, National Bosses Day, and, what all you IT professionals wish people wouldn't do because they've landed a million Internet Explorer icons all over the company, it's National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. Wow. Let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that poops our Smarties everywhere as the bigger wheel spins.
Smarties!
No, okay. No, yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
I'm twiddling.
All right, are you twiddling? Are you twiddling? You're twiddling.
And what did land on? Did I land on bankrupt?
I don't know. What did you land on?
I landed on free spin.
Free spin? Oh, goody, you get a free spin. Go ahead and spin that wheel.
All right.
Oh, you got the insurance wheel.
Ooh.
It's the insurance wheel. Here we go. Never knew it did that. Well, I think my favorite part's coming up. Ooh, that's a good one. I like that one. That's my favorite part. It's so relaxing. Just kind of, you know. Ooh, you're a winner. Wow. That's kind of just snaps you out of that, doesn't it? All right. Thank you, insurance. Oh, here's your random news story. Oh, we get change for it, too. Wow, that's nice. It's always nice. Oh, get that. Don't forget that either. Might need to make a phone call. All right. Tonight, our random story of the evening comes from Fox 35 News out of Orlando and Coach Hot Shorts and tells us about a bad idea to pick up some extra cash during these hard economic times. A 22-year-old man was arrested after he was found with over a dozen baggies of marijuana in his quaw, according to the Marion County Sheriff's Office. I know, right? Deshaun, 22, was arrested and charged with possession of marijuana with the intent to distribute after he told deputies he was just trying to make some extra money. Deshaun was pulled over on Friday when deputies saw his car didn't have working taillights. Deputies utilized a canine, which led to a positive alert on the car. Inside the car, deputies found a green backpack with a container with a green leafy substance inside. I think that was marijuana. Plus empty plastic baggies, a tray, and a scale. Well, shit, Jesus, this dude was selling. They also found cash inside the floorboard and 13 baggies filled with green leafy substance. All of the aforementioned green leafy substances field tested positive for marijuana. After Deshaun was arrested, he told deputies that he was just trying to make some extra money. He also said that he bought the weed from a guy on top of the world. Deshaun said he didn't know how much weed there was because he didn't weigh it. The 22-year-old also admitted to intending to sell the black baggies of marijuana, but he said the money on the floor wasn't related to his drug dealing. He said he didn't make that much selling it, adding that he sells a bag for only $25 each. And that's it. Yeah, right. Tell me about it. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Betty's turn.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813 877-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit chiampa.org, that's chiampa.org, for our complete broadcast schedule, and much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And well, before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, edited by the On Crack Chicago news team, led by Dick White, it's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago Midway's International Airport. Well, unless you're listening live, it's not partly cloudy at 54 degrees. The dew point is 43 degrees, giving us a wind chill of 52. The humidity is at 67%, which means it's quite nice and dry. Winds are howling out of the north at 10 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 45. Wow, that's a 20 degree difference since the last show. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 59. Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers at 1 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 50.
I don't know where it's coming from. I'm trying to find out where something happened with the audio in.
Oh no,
the,
I kind of noticed, but I figured I'd just keep on.
Yeah,
going.
Thank you. No, you kept going, but for some reason, here we go. Call hearing one. Jesus. No, for some reason lately, Winamp has now been deciding that it just likes to find a random output to use in the middle of it being used. So.
It's such a drag.
It is a drag. Here we go. Let's try this. This actually sounds a lot better.
Sure it does. Well, Wednesday, folks, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 66. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. It was a butthole gutty, dusty day last time this day, too. Wow.
Wow.
Boom. Thursday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 60. Chance of precipitation is 50%. Friday, a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 58. And for the weekend, this weekend looks mostly sunny with highs barely able to reach the mid-50s. And that's your Chicago weather forecast. Okay, Anthony, press some kind of flashing any key now with even more oatmeal fiber or whatever.
And now for the news!
Now for the news!
Wow, I can't wait for the exciting information from this story, right, Anthony?
Me neither. What's the exciting information are we looking at, Joe?
Well, scientists have discovered sealed jars of wine from 5,000 years ago in an Egyptian queen's tomb.
Oh my goodness. That sounds crazy.
Yeah, well, the find, one of the oldest ever, was among the grave goods for Queen Merit Neith in Abydos from 3000 BC, according to SWNS, the British News Service. The University of Vienna researchers say that she was the most powerful woman in the period and possibly the first female pharaoh of ancient Egypt. The wine was no longer liquid, and we can't tell if it was red or white, she said, according to SWNS. We found a lot of organic residue, grape seeds, and crystals, possibly tartar, and all of this is currently being scientifically analyzed. It is possibly the second oldest direct evidence for wine. The oldest also comes from Abydos, she also said. She added, the new excavations bring to light exciting new information about the unique woman and her time. Editor's note, we're sorry to inform you, this exciting news, well, where the hell is it? The archaeological team found evidence of a huge amount of grave goods, including hundreds of large wine jars.
Oh my.
Some of them were well-preserved and still sealed in their original state, containing the remnants of 5,000-year-old wine. Ooh, exciting. Liquid is gone, but okay, exciting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tell you, my On Crack News team,
they're on crack.
Do the best snacks.
Do they have good snacks?
Mm-hmm.
I found some Starbursts in the alley on my way over, so I'm eating those. Mm. They're a little wet, but I dried them off, so that's good.
You know, these days, bears are everywhere. What will we do, Anthony?
I don't know. I usually just kind of take them to a hotel and I'm on my way with them.
Well, in Simsbury, Connecticut, reporting out of WFSB TV, a bear managed to get into a home in Barkhamsted and knew exactly where the goods were.
Oh my goodness.
A woman posting a sequence of ring videos to social media on Wednesday that she shared with Channel 3. In them, the bear could be seen strolling through a living room area before heading into the kitchen.
Ooh.
There, it pulled open the bottom freezer to a refrigerator, snagged a lasagna, then hopped out a nearby window. The bear could then be seen casually leaving by the way of the home's deck. The woman said she didn't realize what had been in her home until she checked her ring footage. The animal did have tags on it. The State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection always likes to remind people to be bear aware. It warned earlier this year about habituated bears, or bears that lose their natural fear of humans. Those animals are exposed to human-sourced foods such as trash, bird seed, or dog food. They leads them to dangerous behavior, such as breaking into homes that could put the public at risk. Deep said that bears broke into homes nearly 70 times last year. So let that be your public service announcement. Be bear aware.
Watch out for those bears.
Ooh, it is McGinty. Oh, how these kids do the McGinty's heart. Cute little rubber duckies everywhere.
Oh my goodness.
One for you. One for you. One for you too, Anthony. Woohoo!
From GuinnessWorldRecords.com.
With over 5,631 rubber duckies to her name and counting, the Seattle, Washington, USA native has achieved the world record title for the largest collection of rubber ducks. The 54-year-old first began collecting rubber ducks in 1996 as a way to decorate her bathroom, which is a little drab. Although Charlotte had collected clip-on koalas, shells, stamps, and bottle caps in the past, nothing really stuck until the rubber ducks came along. I thought I would quit after I had 7, but then friends would come over and see them. Soon I was getting them as gifts for my birthday, Christmas, whenever really, people just sent me these ducks. Charlotte felt that a rubber duck collection would be fun and whimsical, and that they would add a nice balance to her serious job doing research and teaching. Someone made a meme out of a photo of me in a bathtub full of rubber ducks that rips out of one of Snoop Dogg's famous lungs. The meme says, "I didn't choose the duck life chose me." Once Charlotte had collected 13 rubber ducks, she decided she had already begun to build an actual collection and felt she should keep on going.
I see.
Charlotte says her collection really took off when she first met other rubber duck collectors and realized how many different kinds there were. The more I learned about rubber ducks, the more I wanted to see and learn about other kinds. Different kinds. They come in different shapes, colors, and sizes. Ducks from different eras and countries have different styles. Charlotte says that although they're technically toys, they have a history meaning as well. She finds them in every kind of store imaginable. Anywhere they might sell baby toys, toy dogs, dog toys, simple decorations, or household tools might have rubber ducks or rubber ducks attached to other gadgets. Charlotte says tons of other places sell souvenir rubber ducks or rubber duck keychains with logos printed on them. Sometimes there even may be a special mold like a rubber duck holding local items or shaped like a famous sculpture or building. I also have a whole army of friends and acquaintances to help me find ducks all over the world, she said.
Jesus.
I get texts and photos at all hours of the day asking me if I have a particular duck. Charlotte even puts the word out and lets people know when she is looking for a rare or limited edition rubber duck. Her rubber ducks are so important to her, they have their own room in her home.
Wow. That's quite exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Right?
And that's a wrap on Joe's news sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack News team. Back to you, Anthony.
Yeah, they're definitely on crack. I won't argue that fact. I'm going to swig a tea here, and then we're going to go into the exit. All right, here we go. All right. Thanks, Joe. This segment was brought to you by Dollar Miscellaneous, where we appreciate our custodial workers far more than our filthy customers do. Your everyday needs available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. And wipe your damn shoes on the way in. Call us at 813-327-8566 or shoot us an email. Play us at Cheyampa.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, it's been 25 years since a scarecrow shocked the world, and in the news, the Maratha Supreme Court decriminalizes gay sex, Eswatini's government defies its Supreme Court's order to register an LGBTQ rights group, Beirut queer marchers fend off violent Christian bikers, Bob threats to libs of TikTok targets explode, Olivia Hall's election to the Nashville Council makes her the first transgender Tennessee lawmaker, and a black lesbian, LaFonza Butler, takes Dianna Feinstein's U.S. Senate seat. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We're going to entertain ourselves with this leaf blower and Joe's testicles for the next 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyampa Radio.
Say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool, crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep the hot, hot. Keep the cool, cool. McDLT, McDLT. Hot, beefy McD. Cool, crisp LT. McDLT. It's a good time. Hot, beefy McD.
For the great taste.
Cool, crisp LT.
Of McDonald's.
Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McDLT.
Look to Jewel for big name brand bargains. Save on regular or light Kraft mayonnaise or Miracle Whip salad dressing. A 32-ounce jar is $1.99. Stock up on 7-Up, Pepsi, RC, or Coke. A 2-liter bottle is just $1.19. For big name brand bargains.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Hey, who wants McDonald's tonight?
Ugh.
Wrong. Too corporate. Burger King? Sexist. Besides, bathing in their hamburgers gave me acne. Wendy's maybe?
Ugh.
Wait a second, there's another option. Quick place to get a bite to eat on the way to my yoga class. I hear this place even has a yoga mat holding area by the open mayo containers. That's thinking outside my buns. It's Sparky Turker. The turkey burger people. They use ingredients so fresh you'd think they came from a farm stand if you didn't know better. And their ketchup isn't tested on animals. So if you get in your eyes, it's anybody's guess what's gonna happen medically. Each Sparky Turker is house-made in an oxygen-free industrial platform off the coast of England in Sealand, where all those stupid know-it-all food inspectors can't see what strange magic is happening to the food. No one's gonna get between me and my Berkey Turger. After I'm finished frantically shoving Berkey Turgers on my mouth, often forgetting to breathe, it's time to upcycle. Upcycle all over the compost bin. But I'm still hungry! Maybe I should check out BJ's Smoothie and Sons. BJ's Smoothie and Sons. It's the new fruit-related frozen drink hut in each Berkey Turger's parking lot. Smells just like the compost bin at Berkey Turger. But ice cold and even more tangy. Looks like Berkey Turger just got even better. R-O-T-F-L-I. Rolling on the floor. Loving it.
Catch traffic with Toppers every weekday afternoon from 3:30 until 7:30 Eastern Time, only on Shyamba Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
All right.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, let me see. Before we continue, it is time for your Shyamba weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently 63 degrees and lightly cloudy. Wow. Yeah, it's actually quite nice out right now. The humidity is currently at 60%, so it is still wet. It is still wet out. It's 60% humidity. The dew point right now is 49 degrees. So we have a little bit of a relief, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 58. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 73. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 58. And Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 80. And that's it for your Shyamba weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
Wow.
Right? All right, here we go. Oh, I got a burp. All right, so tonight our first Florida story comes from the New York Times and tells about how almost two dozen Deputy Donuts got caught with their hands in the cookie jar. 17 deputies, Deputy Donut, 17 deputies of the Broward County Sheriff's Office were charged in separate cases of wire fraud in connection with collecting money from the PPP, Paycheck Protection Program. Excuse me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got a little choked up over all that. In the economic injury disaster loan, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida announced at a news conference in Fort Lauderdale last Thursday. Sheriff Gregory Tony of Broward County said that the deputies facing charges represented a cross-section of multiple disciplines within his agency. Eight of them, including a sergeant, work in the law enforcement department, and nine, including a sergeant, are assigned to the Department of Detention. The employees of the sheriff's office used almost $500,000 collectively from the programs to unjustly enrich themselves. The proceeds of the loans were not to be used to purchase consumer goods, automobiles, personal residence, clothing, jewelry, or for cosmetic surgery. The deputies have been suspended but had not been asked to resign, noting that the department must follow administrative protocols for discipline and employees' due rights. Florida? That's kind of strange. Anyway, the maximum sentence for wire fraud conviction is 20 years in prison, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. The maximum sentence for conspiracy to commit fraud, wire fraud conviction, which one of the deputies is charged with, is 5 years in prison. South Florida Attorney's Office has been investigating cases of pandemic relief fraud involving the loan program, which was designed to keep small businesses afloat, but has proven to be ready targets for people looking to profit from fraud. And Florida surely is a sunny place for shady people. All right, moving on. Oh boy. Our second story of the night comes from Fox 35 Orlando. Muted. Oh, were you muted? I was wondering why you're so quiet. And Coach Hot Shorts tells us about another Florida man that went on his own Florida joyride. Kevin, 29, was arrested last Thursday and charged with grand theft of a motor vehicle. A lawn care business owner told deputies that his street sweeper was stolen from the shop that it operated out of the 1400 block of Northeast 150th Avenue in Marion County. Surveillance video from the business showed a pickup truck in the driveway and someone wearing a gray hoodie under an orange reflective vest walking around the street sweeper. The business owner said Kevin was a former employee and believes that he may have taken the street sweeper because, quote, only somebody who is trained would be able to operate the street sweeper. And the business owner suspected that Kevin had taken the sweeper to use at his own business. Kevin separated from the business about 6 months ago in an argument about him wanting to start his own business and taking contacts with him. Kevin was reportedly told in the past to not return or use any equipment, but on September 27th, he called to ask to use the street sweeper, but he was denied. Deputies found Kevin and the street sweeper on East Highway 316. A traffic stop was initiated, and Kevin was detained. In a post-Miranda interview, Kevin said that he did not have permission to use the sweeper, but needed to do a job in Ocala and was going to return it. He was transported to Marion County Jail, where he posted $2,000 bond and was released. Hmm. Yep, don't take a street sweeper. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Be prepared to be swept away into sexy.
Be prepared to be swept away by Dr. Love of the Villages. Our final and sexy Florida story of the night comes from Local 10 News in South Florida and Coach Hot Shorts and tells us about the village's very own Dr. Love. Federal prosecutors say Reginald, 77, had more than $1,800 in erectile dysfunction drugs sent to him, which he got without a prescription from a licensed doctor. Justice Department said Reginald planned to distribute the drugs locally within the villages and outside of Florida. According to the charging document, the drugs were found during a search of his home by the Department of Homeland Security while executing a search warrant in 2018. No information was provided about why Reginald is facing these drug-related charges now, 2 years later, well, actually 4 years later. The trial is expected to happen in November. He could face up to a year in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. It's not Reginald's first drug arrest. He was arrested back in 2020 for possession of several drugs, including marijuana, MDMA, and psilocybin. He was also found guilty in 2021 and given 3 years probation, according to the Sumter County court records. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyenne Radio.
Can.
Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shy Amp a Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots and don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our UniQ studio experience?
UniQ.
You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiamp.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname in chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes. The plethora discussion segment, take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So, what was our title last week, Anthony? What was our title? Our last show, actually. Where are we?
I think it's in there. I think you stripped for a dozen donuts or something.
Yeah, Joe
stripped for a box of donuts. That was it.
Yeah. Well, let's do one that's more appropriate from the stories that we're, you know. Because you had some doozies of stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had the village's Dr. Love, the sweet street sweeper.
Dr. Love. Street sweeping away Dr. Love.
In the villages.
In the villages. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay, I'm writing it down. Appropriately large title.
There you go.
Street sweeping away the Doctor of Love in the village.
Street sweeping away the Doctor of Love. Doctor Love in the villages.
Yes. Doctor Love. Stretch of Doctor Love.
Doctor Love.
Doctor Love. Kind of like Dr. Pepper.
Kind of like Dr. Pepper, I guess, yeah.
I haven't had Dr. Pepper in a long time. I try to stay away from too many brown sodas. It's like once a week I'll go to each.
Do you have a problem with brown sodas? Do they like? Do you feel they're less superior than white sodas?
The brown sodas just tend to be much heavier in syrup.
Uh huh.
Wow.
It's all good.
You know, it's I do need to learn not to be offended by anything. And be cautious of just, you know.
Just be cautious.
Is it important? Is it really important?
Do you really need to be offended by this?
Right? Hey, if you've got a thought about this, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be a part of us. Be a part of the show. Get your voice on air.
Feel free to call us if we offend you, too.
Yeah. We'll take you all.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, one of my Facebook contacts, and I think he's a Facebook contact of yours, posted this meme about someone didn't have the heart to tell him about his shirt. And the shirt was supposed to have the word dope written all over it in just different directions and
backwards. I don't think I've seen this posting.
You need to go see this posting. I'll tell you who the person is off air.
is it the one with the penises on it? The shirt penises that spell dope?
No, there's no... I don't think there's penises on this shirt. It's just letters.
Just letters.
Just basic TypeScript letters, yeah.
Okay.
But the problem is, when you start putting the word dope all over the place in different directions...
What does it do?
Guess what else it spells?
Pope?
No. Pedo.
Pedo!
Yeah. So this guy's walking around with a shirt saying pedo all over it. But, you know, you can read it as dope or you can read it as pedo because everything is just mixed and jumbled on the shirt. And it just makes for a horrible... If you're trying to say the word dope, just write solid one word dope. That's it. That's all you need. You don't need to be dope in all different directions.
No, I need to be dope in so many different dope ways. It's not dope unless it's in a million different directions. And like five different font types. And some of it's got to be like script. Backwards, forward, upside down. Just rotate that shit everywhere.
You're asking for trouble. Ooh. Ooh. That'll get the Shyampa Studios notoriety.
Well, hey, you know, the Facebook ads aren't helping, so what the fuck? You know, we got to think of something.
Right, right. That's true.
But yeah.
So what else is new in Florida land?
Oh, St. Petersburg residents are getting stuck with a $600 million tax bill for a new baseball stadium. Ooh, that's always fun, you know. I'm glad it did. They were going to come to Tampa. I'm glad they did.
How do they get to benefit from said stadium?
Apparently, it will bring in billions of people and tons of tourists and tax revenue and all that shit. But, I mean, they can barely...
So, do they have
to
pay the $600 million in addition to sales tax on these new supposed guests that they're going to bring in?
I don't... Usually you don't pay sales tax on property tax. I don't think I follow your question.
Well, I'm
just
saying...
I mean, the tourists
are going to
pay sales tax.
Right, but there's retailers that... have to pay higher taxes for things.
Here most of it is just state tax. Very rare when you found. I mean, we have like Tampa has a city tax, but it's very low. Taxes are very non-existent here. So
interesting.
Yeah, so that money will just, it will just become part of the budget, and it will have to come out of all of wherever it all comes out of, be it property taxes for businesses, business licenses, property taxes for homeowners, which is usually the biggest area hit.
Fees.
Although, again, they don't do too much with fees, but yeah, they'll probably start pulling fees and shit everywhere, but... Yeah, so I mean, they can barely fill a third of the stadium as it is. So I don't know what a new one's going to do. They think this $1 billion stadium's going to like make the world all right.
You would at least think they'd be like, "Come on, you guys have gargantuan contracts.
Yeah,
perform. You know, find a way to perform."
Well, the thing is, the team actually doesn't do bad, but. A lot of people just don't go see the games.
Mm. Yep. And is it difficult, you think, to get into the stadium? And once there, it's expensive for concessions?
Maybe. But building a new stadium and a new upscale development ain't going to make that any cheaper.
Huh.
And right now...
Good access to it.
Right now, it has a giant parking lot. Right next to the stadium.
Okay.
So you park right next to the stadium. That's it.
Okay.
The stadium now is going to be surrounded by commercial buildings and shopping and everything, you know, everything they try to generate here that naturally occurred up north. So it's going to be in a shopping district. So I don't know where the fuck they're going to park because they don't like parking garages here. We can't do underground parking here. So, they're going to put like a 20 car lot somewhere and call it a day. Who the fuck knows? But yeah,
and
I don't...
not provide public transit to get to this.
What was that? What word did you say? What was the
public transit?
No, they don't know what that is. No, we tried to get some of that and some dickhead vote. Yeah, anytime we try to get it on the ballot, we even get funding for shit. Some dickhead sues the county. Oh, it was worded confusingly because the period had a space between it and my butthole got confused. So, and then they throw it out and that's what happens. And then all this tax revenue then goes back into a general fund, which cannot be used for any public transit functions. And we're all like, great, here we are, square one yet again.
It's a general fund. Public transit could be general. Come on.
Oh, no. They made sure that when the money came back to us, it could not be used. When the money went back to the county, it could not be used for public transit. That was part of the stipulation of the lawsuit. Yeah.
Wow. You know, but some of the issues that you always tell me about do seem to indicate that there is something going on. Yes, there's a lot of stupid drivers, but there seems to be a design issue.
Oh, there's a huge design issue here, yeah.
Because people are going through parking lots, cutting across crazy medians that they really shouldn't be crossing over. You know, it's not like there's these 4x4 off-road vehicle things that you should be doing on public highways.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, the dude with the median, I mean, he was just in a fucking hurry. I mean, the street was a, it was a 30-mile-an-hour street. I was going 30 miles an hour. It was a residential street. I'm not going to fly down someone's I wouldn't want someone to go 60 miles an hour down my damn street. So I'm not going to go 60 miles an hour down someone else's damn street. And it's posted. It's posted as 30. So I go and I do my 30, and this asshole's up on my ass, flashing his lights, honking his horn. Oh, he's all upset at me. Oh, my God, I'm not moving. And then I get to the intersection, and he's like, he goes, swings up into the left turn lane and just goes, passes me through on the left in the intersection. And cuts me off and hits, almost hits the concrete median, center median. And it's just ridiculous. It's these people are just fucking ridiculous here. And it's that's why I pay so much in car insurance. I need to get a dash cam. I need to get some kind of a dash cam to record this
bullshit.
But you
did have a dash cam.
I did, but the sun baked it. Now it doesn't work right anymore. Yeah. Anyway, well, it looks like the ugly lights have come on. And there's a strange odor coming from the kitchen. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on a recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Huh. Well, Betty could care less, apparently, about that odor in the kitchen.
I see,
We haven't made any payments yet, though. Aye,
30 payments left.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditations on Saturday nights, Classic Radio Programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know. Since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Shyampa's TechniQ audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Shyampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with automatic thrust. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with bidet and less podcast recall. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. And if you accidentally go to buttholers.com, you'll also come to us. Isn't that great? Go there now for a complete listening experience.
You're really pushing that buttholers.com, aren't you?
Why not?
Yeah, right. Fair enough.
You know, I was surprised that the website was available, because I thought, man, that's like immediately like taken for sexual purposes.
Right. You start your own porn site.
Yeah, I could.
Charge for pictures of your butthole.
Yes. Someone pays me to release a picture of my butthole to the public.
There you go.
For a period of 1 week.
There you go.
Right?
And there it is, right on the screen. Buttholers.com.
A division of something America.
Right. I'm like loving these starbursts tonight.
I can tell.
Yeah, no. Sometimes, you know, you just get a hankering for them. And it's just kind of how it strangely works out that way.
Hankerings are good.
Hankerings are good. So, yeah.
Once in a while.
Once in a while. But anyway, yeah. You know, it's another Monday done. Another Monday gone. I still got to shower and probably pass out at some point.
Sounds like a fun utopic.
Well, I got to get up early. I got to get up early. Yeah, so, you know.
I'm actually getting up early myself.
See, there you go. Yeah.
Got an event for work to go to. Ooh, so
That's going to keep
me busy. Want to be able to get in and get ready for that.
That's important. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at shyampa.org. If you are interested in recasting our show, please contact us at playus@shyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't defraud the federal government with Viagra while riding a street sweeper through the villages. Have a good night, good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a Y for Yaffle.
Well, you can this thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio.
Wait, what the
come
hell?
Visit shoutcast.com. Bye with me.
Other tracks are from Incompetent by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.